We are on that Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, the last two words of the Omer. Tanan Hosam, we learned in the Mishnah in Shviyas, Amar Ze Choyv Lachavere B'Shviyas, Sor Sheyoyim Aloi Mishamat. So he has to tell him, Mishamat Ani, Yim Om Aloi Afal Pikein, and after saying Mishamat Ani, the Leiva says, Afal Pikein, the Kabbalah Manu, and it could be Mekabal, to Dmei, Achoy, Shenema, there's a Dvar HaShmita. There's a mitzvah to say Mishamat Ani. Omar Rabbe V'toli Lei Ado Omar Ochi. Now let us see Rashi. Hamar Zechayiv L'chaveirei B'Shviyis B'Zman Sh'Shviyis Meheges. B'Shviyis does not mean B'Shnas HaShviyis. No, it means Bizman Shashvius Nehages. But Ovna Olof Shvius, and the Shvius have passed already. Ba'achakach Erziroi. And then he brought back the Choyf, then he wants to be Master the Choyf. The Loisha Erziroi Bushvius Atzma. Don't learn Kshat Hamanza Choyf Lachavevei Bushvius. That means Bishnasa Shvi, then Kaila Vatsot Lamena Mishamatani, then this novi would not be necessary. The Kaim alone and Shvi is Mishamatas, a Lubasaifa Shvi is only Mishamat, Bisaifa, Bisaif Shvi is Mishamat. That means, so the, your potter to pay from the Chayv is Bishnas Ashminis. So if he's Masad the Chayv, Bishnas Ashvi is, so there's no problem, you don't have to say Mishamatani. Therefore, Rashi says, "Bishviyis, bisman shashviyis mehegas." Now, others amayir on Rashi. What does that mean? And bisman shain shashviyis mehegas, but the Rabbanim were masakin shviyis. I mean, according to Rebbe, that shviyis is in the ig bisman azel, but with the Rabbanim there are dine shviyis. So, what is pshat bisman shashviyis mehegas? Ad min ha-toyr or min ha-rabono. The Ritva says, a different pshat in the Mishnah, Bizman shedin shviyis noyeg. That's what b'shviyis means, Bizman shedin shviyis noyeg means he gave it before the b'shminis. The din shviyis is noyeg b'shminis. That b'shviyis, when the din shviyis is noyeg. If we would make a graz and Rashi, maybe that would be Shan Rashi also. Bizman Shashvius Negus means that when the Din Shvius is Noig, Vashmat is Noig, the Omra Olam Shvius, make from the Vova Dalit, when the Shvius passed by, Rachel Kacher Zira. But Rashi says, no, also it's not Mistava. Yeah. Tzorech Lameima Mishamatani. And then the Torah Hamal v'shuyayim olay mishamat ani, yimam olay afal pikin ani reitza lavzir elach yom mishamat, but I want to return it to you. Shenemar v'zeh dvar ha-shmit tzorech leima dibo shal shmit. Now it says, Amor Yudu Kezach, Omar Rabbe v'toli lei ado Omar Hochi. Now this Amor Yudu Kezach, the Tolilei, im hoyo reitze lachzer boy, now if this Leive wants to be chaser, yitlenu aleitz. So he can convince him in a very forceful way that he shouldn't have charote, he should hang him up on a tree, im govra yodoy, ad om alei afal pikein. Till how long will it be up in the air? Well, you just say Afalpikain, and then we'll take you down, and you just sweetly hand over the money to me. Amir Dikazach. So now there's a machloikis in pshat in Rashi. Some soifel in pshat in Rashi. The what's attached chozra boy. אם היה רוצה להחזר בוי, הסתר אברי אף על פי כן. הסתר אף על פי כן אברי. So finished. So, I said, בשבת אני אסתר אף על פי כן. So what does אף על פי כן mean? I'm leaving it to you. So the Chasam Sofer says, so there it matters, it did not, hein shalach tzedek. That you said you're going to give it to me, so you have to give it to me. So, Mamela, then I'm permitted to convince you you shouldn't be chayse from what you said. So he says, V'koyfin l'kayim diburoi, kivin dahavi matone mikoyach halvo, yesh din kviya apogavdav matone merubin. Means even though the holding of angel of tzaddik is not kabam matone mu'etes. A matana merube is not an angel of tzaddik, but this is really not, this is a matana mikoya halvo. You would borrow the money. You're not, theoretically, you're not giving too much, because whatever you're giving, you receive. Good, he said, mishamatani. But, that's how the Chasam Sofer learns pshat. And the Eitzah brings down others learn pshat. I feel before you said afal pk, given the beloy kviya hechzer midaita yoretzoyna, that means, lemaisa, I was never negesim. He came to the malva, shnas hashminis, and he was mazer midaita yoretzoyna. Is kva mishubid litain loy, va kviya hu ala dibo sheyoyma afal pike. So that's other same pshat Rashi. It means it's that alone that he wanted to return it. There's no isanagisa. Vakviyu aladibel sheyoyim afal pikein. He's mechuyif to give it already because he was mazda midaitoy. So the kviyu is that he should say afal pikein. I mean, there's such an, there's an idiom also to say afal pikein. It means meyudikis. That means that you want to return it, you have to return it already. That's finished. But there's a psalminion to say afal pikein, so the kli is on the dibur. Let us see the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh is chaylik and Rashi. The Rosh is, in the dafi, the Rosh is tafkuf on the base, it's oishi a test in the fourth perek. And, non-hosom. Omar Rabbe, it's called four lines in from Moshe Tess. Omar Rabbe, v'tolu le'adam ahochi. Perish Rashi, yitleyu al ha'itz im govro yodoy, at sheyoy meraf opike. V'loy nehire, dim kem batal to teire shmita. This is, v'nire leforesh, v'tolu le'y, kleimer ye'enov tluyoyz, Yoshev or Mitzapa at Sheyoyma Kach. Shbein of Tluyos. I mean, the Mesama the Leive should see the Ein of Tluyos. Should see the Tzviyah. The Kach Meforish be Yerushalmi. Gabi Oda Sam Sachlem in Mishamatani. Omar Ravuna, Omar Rav, Omar Loi, Gesofa, Vofer, Vayimim Pshuta Lekabu. That's how you say Mishamatani. He says it very low. The lady asked him, what he said? He gave me the first time. And then his hand is stretched out. And Chacham, if you get it, I hope you get the message. So Kaponim, so that's Ein of Tluyos. That he should show that he would very much appreciate for the loiva to say afal pikein. He says, that's as far as it can go. I mean, it can be megala dait, he doesn't have to keep it a secret, but he would very much appreciate that the loiva should say afal pikein and give him the money. Eis ve'yabaye, kshehu noisein loi, when he gives back to the malve, al yom aloi b'choyv yani nais and loch, he shouldn't say, I'm paying up my choyv, It's my money. He said, Mishamatani. It's important to pay you. Ubi matone ani noisin lo. And I'm giving you a matone. Omalei tolulei nami ada omahochi. So, what is the problem over here? What's the kasha and what's the teretz? What does we see Rashi? What Rashi is ada omahochi be matone ani noisin lo. Till he says, matone noisin lo. Vain kamishim lo yigais. Deloi be beidine kotovo velav mishim choy. There's no negisa whatsoever. There is, we should say, giving Lushem Matana. If Taitu says, according to Rashi, it seems the Chachamim, the Zichar Rotzen Chachamim, that he should pay up. That's for sure. The Chachamim wanted that a Levi should pay up. So it could be the Gemara's Kasha was, but that's not called a Matana. That's not called, we have a cloud, Liyu V'yoyiv is not called a matone. So that was the Gemara's Kasha here. It says you have to give a matone. So what kind of matone is this? So the Gemara answers, the Kimin B'kacha Rotsan Chachamim, matone kezois mahani kviya kemoi b'mecha v'chayv. That here, the Chachamim wanted that this matone should be given, so he can make tviya filo on a matone. And according to the Rosh, they say that even though he's yoshev and mitzape, so it's like b'cheira matone is more mitzadas anois, and here we see very much the rotzen of the mekabel that also is a teres matone. That was episode shakla v'tali in the Gemara. Zog de Gemara Meise, Abe bar Marte, da habe Abe bar Minyami, habe Masig bei Rabbe Zuzi. The old Rabbe Zuzi. I seen a Nelly Beshvitz, he brought to the Zuzi to Rabbe Beshvitz, Omalei Mishamatani. So he said, Mishamatani. No, Rabbi said, Mishamatani, Shaklino, Vazo, so he took the money. A good and tall, so sang a bench, so a good and tall, and he took the money. Also, Abaye, Ashkere, Dabba Otsif. He found Rabbi was very depressed. Agabuche, the Gemara says, and so if my had caught him, Rabbi was a very, very poor person. So, and the felt as I started, then I'll capon him, the money he lent him, and now he's taking it away. Omalei, amai otzev ma, omalei hochi ave maise. I told him the whole story. Ozu lugabe. So Abaye went on his own accord to Abba Baba Nyumi. Omalei, amtes le zuzi lema, did you bring back the money to the Rabbe? Omalei in. Omalei, umai omaloch, what did he tell you? Omalei, mishamatani. So mishamatani. Omalei, vomaltalei afalpike. Did you tell them afalpike? Omalei, loy. So he told them, Omalei, so I told them, viamretle afalpike navishaklinim inach. If you would have told them afalpike, they wouldn't fight with you. They would have taken it from you. Hashtemiyis amtinis nele. Veimalei afalpike. Tell them afalpike. Also amtini nele. This was a delayed answer. Rabbi told him, Mishamatan, and he comes a few days later. Sheklina mine, Omalei, have a bay day to buy tzuba, my rabbona mekor, mekor, when he gave it, he wasn't, thinking what he should have done. Mistama, now he kept what he should have done. What does Rashi say? Have a masik bay rabbi zuzi, I know she bay mois, rabbi hoy amalve. Also lagabi, Abaye also lagabi abba ba malta. Oma rabbi loy have it by daita bahai the rabbon and mikor dablay lameimer afapik. Then he should have said it. Zuk the gemara baita. Oma rab Yehuda ma rab Nachman. Nemon odam loymer pruzbel hoye biyadi ba'oven mimen. And a person is nemon to say that he had a pruzbel. And he lost the Prusbo. My time, given the Tkino Rabbanan Prusbo, Loishove Keteire Ba'ochel Yisur. That means that we have like it's an umdene, a chazoke, a man tzadi. I mean, if a person has an eitze to be goyve v'choyv, why shouldn't he do it? Why should he say a lie? You should have taken, I mean, it's not such a big eisik to go and make a prusbo. Is lo yishove keteire v'ochel yisur. Let us see Rashi. Kiven the tikon rabbonan prusbo, umotzi lo migvi beteire, Leishove keteire, so Rashi on the Rib says lahalvois beloy prusbo. That's me missing a vav over here. Ulemei merhavali v'ovat. That means you would never lend money without a prusbo. Ulemei merhavali v'ovat v'ochali sur. He wouldn't do such a thing if he can make it. If he can do it on the head of the koithin. Smilas and ansadi zicha did on the head of the koithin. So where's the prusbo? So Mr. Mistaka telling the truth. Mr. It's over. Ki also lekame dera omale midi prusbo hoyeloch v'ovat kainze psach pichel ilemu. If Yenna did not mention it, so Rav thought maybe Yenna thinks we won't believe him. We'll ask him where the prusbo is. We ask him, did you have a prusbo? Maybe you lost the prusbo. Psach pichalilabo. Tanan v'chein ba'al choyv shemaitzi shtar choyv v'en imay prusbo. Re eilu lo yifru. We learned the Mishnah that says that he doesn't have the prusbo. They're not mechuyif to pay. He has to prove that a prusbo was written to. The Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlekes Tanoi. The sign of Moitz is Tachem Tzok Shem is prusbo. Amimayim Reim Ein Ay Tzorech. Zogt Rashi, Arei Eilu Leifru B'Ksubis B'Hekar Kaisa. Al Moloi Mehem Moloi Moi Livoba. Da Kochach B'Dutoin Av Livoba Das Kino. Zila Fogat Zich Omeim Leshvies Mishametes. So Koch is coming to tell us that we don't believe that he had a prusbo. Chazak is not strong enough to be made in mama from the life. And it's a v'nem alay ma'ala. Leishavi keteir avoche lisuris otois v'says, Oim rabbein etam, the my time and nemo nafilu b'loi shilu. Zok the Mishnah Baita, Eved shenishbo upidouhu. An Eved was captured, and they were paid to him. Im l'shum Eved, if the kavona of the poyder was that he should remain an Eved, yishtabit. Im l'shum ben chayrim, if the kavona of the poyder was that he should become a ben chayrim, lo yishtabit. Shimon Gamliel Oima, Benkach, or Benkach, Yishtabit. Shimon Gamliel says, Benkach, or Benkach, Yishtabit. Zogt Rashi, Eve Knani, Shanishbo, Upadahu, Yisrael Amacher. Yishtabit, Begmore Meforesh. Trek the Gemore Bamaya Skina. Ilaima, Lifnei Yush. If we're speaking about Lifnei Yush, he says, the other narration wasn't Me'ayish, is L'shum ben Chayrin, Amay lo Yishtabit. So he really belongs to the other narration. And he's paid to him that what he should be a ben Chayr, Amay lo Yishtabit. Elo L'yache Yish. They're speaking about L'ache Yish. So, L'shum Eved, Amay Yishtabit. He's Ois Eved. It doesn't belong anymore to the other. Let us see Rashi. He lifnei you shall buy lemori shainim, podum and ayvet kechavim. Then the kashu was Hashem ben choyrim amayla yishtabet. He's meshubet zicha to the other narishin. He wasn't miayish. Nivet speaking about after Yish. שמעבד אמר ישתבד, וכוסל כדאי תוך לרבי רישן. לגמור אנדסטוד ישתבד מינס לרבי רישן. אמר, הרי נסייש. סביב הצפיתם גבלת, לאח יילש, so why does he become Meshubed to the Odin Rishon? Whatever is Chusmi here, it was Miyayish. Omar Abaye Lo'ilam Lifnei Yish. We're speaking about Lifnei Yish. Olushum Eved Yishtabed L'Rabbe Rishon. Olushum Ben Chayrin Lo'yishtabed Lo'y L'Rabbe Rishon V'Lo'y L'Rabbe Shein. רבי שני לאי, אלו שום בן חיירן פולקי. אז זה means the one who was poidim wanted that he should be a בן חיירן. So ממילא, so there he should be משובת להם. רבי ראשן אמי לאי, דל ממימני ולאי פולקי. Maybe, if we'll say, that Lishum ben Chayrin is also Yishtabed Dilma Mimni Vilepalki, so people won't want to be Poidim. Abshim Gemliloima, Benkach or Benkach Yishtabed, Kesova, Keshem Shem Mitzvah, Livdais as Bnei Chayrin, Kach Mitzvah, Livdais as O Avodim. Now before we see Rashi and the Gemara, I'd like just to explain this last halacha. It says, it's speaking about Lifnei Yish, Sameikar Adin, it belongs to the Odin Rishon. The Shavoi did not take anything away. Now, this person who is Poydeh, he's Poydeh L'Shem Ben Choyah. So, the Tanakama holds, if you'll say Yishtabed L'Rishon, which is Meikar Adin, is Mimni V'loi Polki. So the Rajbe explains as follows. The Rajbe explains, there's two Mahalchim in the Rajbe, but let's say the first Mahalch. The Rajbe says like this, that the Tanakama holds that there's no Leke Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim Ba'avod. There's no Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim Ba'avod. Umil iskinu lifdaisoi kedei shelo yishtaka. It means like this. Let's just elaborate a little bit. In Simen Reishnon Beis, Siv Beis, Atzilchus Pidyon Shvuyim. So the Mechaber says, Amurduke Mechaber, a person who's misalem mi Pidyon Shvuyim, oivel aleisa ameids, Lei sikpoids, lei samed al dam reyecho, lei yirdenu befoch lei necho, u bitl mitzvus pasayach tiftach, vachay yachicha imoch, vahato l'riyacha kamoicho, vahatze lekuchim lamoves, and then a whole bunch of other psukim, he says. So mitzvus pidyon shvuyim is a gewalt, is kama mitzvus loisas, a kama mitzvus esay. Now the time the kama holds, by an Eved, this doesn't apply. All these mitzvahs don't apply. There's no mitzvah opinion shvuyim by Eved. Now, the Chachomim had an interest, he should be poideh. Why? Not mitzvahs, but shlo yishtaka beinakam. He's an Eved. He's chayav b'mitzvahs ki yishen, he'll be with a goy, so this won't help his Yiddishkeit too much. So the Chachomim wanted people should be paid to him, but there's no incentive and motivation to be pidyon shvuyim. There's big pilkoyres mitzvus pidyon shvuyim. Here there's no, you can't say mitzvus pidyon shvuyim. So, from the Maram Shiv by Stois HaMoyra de Kazach, Maram Shiv by Stois, that what if I'll be paid to him l'shem ben chayrim, and I'll become a ben chayrim? So it seems, from the Maram Shif, then I'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs Pidyin Shvui. I mean, L'maise, who became Nifta Ben Chayim. Now, between you and me, he can become Nidva Ben Chaim as it's speaking about before Yish. So here, Chazal stepped in. That means, if there'll be a mitzvah pigin shvuyim, and the mitzvah pigin shvuyim will be niskayim, through that that is poiv the l'shem ben chayim, will become a ben chayim, then I don't have a problem. It won't be laimimni. People won't, people will be poiv, and we want them to be poiv, but we need a motivation. So, if there was poiv them l'shem ben chayim, and he'll become a Ben Chayim, then for the Maram Shif, it would seem then there is a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So Chazal said, Kindalech, if you'll be paid the l'shem Ben Chayim, he'll become a Ben Chayim. So my mail, all of a sudden, there's a lot of people who are interested to become the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. How does it become a Ben Chayim? Name Lechayr, it's Kaidim Yush, so that was at the Konus Chazal, right? Sefke Vesel. That, they make him a Ben Chayim, they make him a Ben Chayim. Through the Pidyim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, no, the whole thing is not necessary, Kishem Sheyesh Mitzvah, Livdais ben chayim, there's a mitzvah, livdais avodim. So if I can't, he can write, abdakel koirei, even though he's an eved, lamaisa yumakai mitzvahs, pidyon shvuyim, all your lam and in essence, they're all there also, some emails, so why do you have to make takonis? Takel, the case speaks for itself, there's a mitzvah, livdais as a eved. That's how the Rashba says Pshat Na Gemara in the Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Tanakama Alibe thereby. So the Gemara says, Zotzi Rashina. Ulishum Evet, Al Menas Lach Zirai, So the Bai says, Loilom Lifnayish. It's speaking about Lifnayish. Ulishum Eved, if he was poidum, Lishem Eved. Almenas lachzire le Rabbi Rishin, case number one. Ayafilu almenas lishtabid by case number two. Yishtabid le Rabbi Rishin. So in both cases, yishtabid le Rabbi Rishin. The Shaini Laikot. The Shaini knows that he's not kind. The made the Yoda, the Loipoke, Shane Borimine, Lifnei Yush. Vereu ke goiz loimimenu. So the Maram Shif wants to say Pshat in this Rashi as follows. He says, Lachayre, he said, Rashi had a kasha, what was the problem? If it's Lefnei Yush, the only problem was that L'shem Ben Chayrin, why does it become a Ben Chayrin? L'chayr, it's Lefnei Yush. L'shem Eved was no problem whatsoever. That was the kasha. The Gemara answers, that was the kasha. So what did Abai answer? Abai, lo ilam, Lefnei Yush. So that wasn't shver. The whole problem was why Lushim ben Chayim is lo yishtabed. This kasher Rashi here nira mishim sherotz liyashiv ariches dabei. This lashon the Maram Shif. They have a loyel meimerak loyelam lifnayush. Olushim ben Chayim lo yishtabed. Mishim demim nevelay polki. So by this Rashi have to say Olushim. L'shem Eved Yishtabed. Alo Kavonis Rashi Loitite L'sfarosoy De Imnu Im Kain L'shem Eved. If there's a Sfara of Imnu V'loipok Im Kain L'shem Eved, you'll say Perushoy L'achziroy L'rabba Rishin Davke Kivin D'chayshinen L'yimnu V'im Kain That means if a person has another intent, means if he's paid for Rabbi Rishon Sephardic, there's no problem whatsoever. But if he has another intent and he won't be able to be mamala this intent, then he won't do it. So l'chayre would be a mokim to say, what if he was paid them for himself? So then, kedei shalei yishtake nishin be nimna, we should make him an eved, he should become an eved l'rabbi sheni. Bim came, Avika Oyer Kosher, so it's Kosher Larashi, Davila Lamisni, Lamasnisin, Leflugi, Mineo Beshem Ebet, Bain Lahavziroi, U Bain Lishtabin Lushain. Lazebo Abaye, so therefore Abaye is coming to tell us, Loyalom, Ushem Ebet, Yishtabin Larabi Rishin all the time. Ushem Evet doesn't matter what he meant. If he meant an Evet for the Rabbi Rishon, he meant an Evet for himself. Umilsa psikti. Well, is that Pirish, L'shem Evet, and that's where Rashi is Machavir. L'shem Evet means one of two cases. L'shem Evet means either Almanas or Zila Rabbi Rishon, Efil Almanas, L'shtabed Loi. V'taime be'emes, the leichashinen lemimnu. Why are we afraid if you won't let him accomplish what he wants to accomplish? He won't do it. Zepirish di mei di yodi v'itzach lachzirai avolochi podi. So the Maram Shiv says that's the next Rashi. Rashi is coming to tell us that if he was paid them for himself, yishtabed laberishin. The sheni is not kaine, and when he was paid, he also knew that the made the yoda the lepokeshem mori minefniish vereyuk geiz leimimeno. So Philo, he wanted it, but that wasn't the only reason why he's doing it. That he should remain as Evan, because he realizes that he's stealing from the first Odin. Safilo, he had wanted to do it, but that is not really the purpose of the pidyon. Afilo, this won't occur, will also be paid because he realizes, mistame, it won't occur. That's how the Maram Shiv says Pshat and Rashi. Esus Rashi is saying why we didn't make a takone, v'shtabed l'sheni, that he should become an eved to the sheni, because here there's no mimnei v'loi polki, because he realizes this won't occur. L'shem ben chayim, if I care, that's why he's doing it. The way the Maram Shiv says, he wants to become a mitzvah pidyon shvuyim. So here, that's the only reason why he's doing it, for the mitzvah. This is how Abaye learns. Rava Oma, Lo'olam La'acha Yish. It's speaking about La'acha Yish. L'shum Evet, Yishtabi L'Rabbi Sheni. Now, it's La'acha Yish. L'shum Evet, Yishtabi L'Rabbi Sheni. L'shum Ben Chayrin, Lo Yishtabi, Lo L'Rabbi Rishen, V'Lo L'Rabbi Sheni. L'Rabbi Sheni, Lo L'shem Ben Chayrin Polkei. L'Rabbi Rishon Amiloi, V'Lach Yush Avim. So we're speaking about Lach Yush. So L'shem Ben Chayrin, there's no problem whatsoever. Yizichah Ben Chayrin, he was Nifl'shem Ben Chayrin, the Baal was Miyayish, so Mameli becomes a Ben Chayrin. L'shem Eved is Yishtabed. That means, and Yishum Evet means for himself, so Yishtabed L'Rabbi Sheni. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oymar, Benkach, Ubenkach, Yishtabed L'Rabbi Rishon. This is how Rashi learned from him. Shimon Gamliel said, I'm Chaylik on you in both cases. Sai, you was paid to him, Lishtabit himself, L'Rabbi Sheni. Say he was paid to him, to become a Ben Chayrin. In all these cases, is mishtabed la rabbi rishi. Now, what's pshat in this? Kedecheskiyev. Macheskim neima omru benkach, benkach yishtabe shleikol echot ve'echot heilech umapel atzmai legayosu is mefkiyah atzmai midei rabbi. That means that if the Eved will have any success whatsoever to change his status of being an Eved of the Rishon by being captured, so you'll make sure he'll get captured. So we're giving him an opportunity to get rid of his other. So my mail, they made a takone benkach or benkach. Is yishtabed al rishis like a lech bechad heilig ha mapalats mit ve yosu mit yatsma in midei rabbi. What does Rashi say? Le rabbi sheini. Now, if le shem in le shem eved is yishtabed le rabbi sheini. Le kama porich miman konye. Who was he kind of? Enkach benkach yishtabed, Rabbi Rishon kedecheski. So it's a Gemara weiter. So we have here a machlekes, Abai and Rove, pshat in the Mishneh. Abai learns pshat that the Mishneh is speaking about lifnei yish. And the L'shem ben Chayrim, in order to make sure the L'mimnei Polki, Yisrael Mesakin, that he becomes a ben Chayrim, even though it's with Neyush. And Rava says it's speaking about La'ach Yush, and so Faker, so so L'shem Eved, if it's speaking about And La'ach Yish, Shum Eved is not L'Rabbi Rishon, had the Gemara learned before. No, Shum Eved means L'Rabbi Sheini, and he was paid him, he should be his Eved. So Shum Eved is not Shver. L'Shem Ben Chayrin is not Shver. So the Tanna Kama Bechlal is not Shver if it's speaking about La'ach Yish, nor Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Shver. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he's always Meshubed L'Rabbi Rishon. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going according to this takon of Cheskiyim. Shelo yekolechad vechot hayulach umapalas milgayosus mafkiyas mimiyav Rabbi Rishon. So memele so benkach mishtabed l'Rabbi Rishon. Meisve. So the Gemara sakash anrov. Omalhem Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel told the Chachomim k'shem shemitzvah liftais es bnei chayim. Kach mitzvah livdoi sesavod. That's what he told us. Mitzvah sesavod. Is bishleim ala baye dom lifnei yiyush. And really, l'shem ben chayrim orshu shirimein and ever to the rishin. And the whole time is mimni v'loi polki. Haine de koma kishem. So he tied to them. It's not mimni v'loi polki because it's a mitzvah to be paid avod. Hello, the Rover, the Omalach Yush. Lach Yush. So what's the Kishem? Hi, Kishem. How does the Kishem come in? There's a mitzvah to be paid there. Mishum the Cheskiyahu. Because of Cheskiyah, that's why it's Benkech and Benkech, Yishtabel Arishan. What's the Kishem? Amalach Rover, Abshim Gamliel, they have a Yoda, my Kamarabo. My comrade Rabbah, he did not know in what case the Rabbah was speaking. If Lifnei Yush Kam Risu, that means if Tak is the way Abayulans Pshat Niyu is being Lifnei Yush Hayne Kishay, the Ache Yush Kam Risu Kedecheski. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim Alabayim. The Muki built Nayish for time with the Tanakh Kama. Bishamim Nibuloi Polki, Aina the Kama Kishain, Yiulai Harshman Lai Polki, Bisham the Mitzvah Libdai said, it's a mitzvah to be paid the Anabit Knani. Hello, Lorav, the Muki Bilachish. ותאימה זה תענקמה משמעת קרפה זה ישו. איזה תענקמה, זה הלוך איזה תענקמה says he was פיידה לשם עצמי, he's משתבל לרבי שני, he's פיידה לשם בן חיירם, so he's a בן חיירם, because the other was מייר שוודי. is Mike shame the comma a time with Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishum Dechesky Shliapalas Melekayos Yisur yeah so the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Gamliel did not know in what case the time of comma speak Ulerove now the Gemara is Sakash Ulerove da Omar La'achayush Ulerabay Shane L'shem L'shem Ebed Yishtabed T'l Rabbi Sheini Miman Konile Rabbi Sheini Miman Konile Who was the Rabbi Sheini Koine This Ebed It's Yishtabed L'Rabbi Sheini So who was he Koine from? Mishavoy Shavoy Gufi Mikonile Does the Shavoy have a kinyan in this Eved? That means, how could he become his Eved? He never was his Eved. No, he becomes his Eved through this purchase from the Shavoy. Does the Eved belong to the Shavoy that he could sell him to the Poide? And, Sumo says yes, Konilei Lamaise Yodot. The Omar Rish Lakish, Minayin La'ivet Kechovim, Shekona as Ivet Kechovim Lamaise Yodot. How do we know that a Goy can have a Kinyan Maise Yodaim and another Goy? Shemema. So the Gemara brings a few limud. It says, V'gam Midnei HaTeshovim Hagorim Imochem Mehem Tiknu. So we have a drash, mehem tiknu, you could, from them, you could be koine. Atem koine mehem, a yid is koine a goy. V'nabarei hev a double meat, v'loi heim koine mikem, mehem tiknu, but not, they can get a kinyan in a yid. V'loi heim koine mikem, V'loi heim kainim zeh mizeh, because it says only mehem tiknu, the only kinyan is that a yid can get a kinyan in a goy. A goy cannot have a kinyan in a yid, and a goy cannot have a kinyan in another goy. Yochel lo yiknu zeh zeh, so I think that one can't be kind of the other. The more yochel lo yiknu zeh zeh, So Amrut, he just said before, Loi heim koinim zemize. Hochikam. So what? Loi heim koinim zemize legufoy. That a goy cannot have a kinyan, a goof, in another goy. Yoch eloyikna ze ze le maise yodim. So maybe he can have a kinyan maise yodim also. Amrut kalvo chayme, oivet kechavim, Yisrael Koine, if a goy could get a kinyan maisa yodayim and a Yisrael, I never did read, I've a kechovim like Oshke. So about the givis, a goy can get a kinyan maisa yodayim and a goy. He can get a kinyan maisa yodayim, about the givis can get a kinyan maisa yodayim in a goy. So now, Before we'll see, we have Amir the Keshver Rashi here, but before we'll see Rashi, let us make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. But L'Choyre, according to Rove, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Now, we are acquainted, there are three things in an Eved Knani. The Kinyan Issa, Kinyanisa makes he's only chayav b'mitzvahs ke'isha, he's mutter b'shivche, he's also b'bas chayren, he's a lot of trume, that is a Kinyanisa. that an Odin has in a Eved. Then there's a Kinyan Haguf, Gufoi Koni, that's a Mamanistic Kinyan. And then there's a Kinyan Lamaisa Yodov. You can make him work for him. Gufoi Koni is something else. Gufoi Koni is Masha Koneved Kona Rabbi, that he doesn't have an Atzmius. He's not Guf, he's completely Koni Kishayre V'chamayre. That's Gufoi Koni. And then there's a Kinyan Maisa Yodov. He has to work for him. Now, so L'chayre, we should say Pshat in the Gemara as follows. That if it's, according to Rav, it's speaking about L'achi Yish, so let us say, for practical purposes, that Hamavker Avdei Tzorech Get Shichel. The Kinyan is so... does not go off with Hefka, does not go off with Yish, so the Kinyan Issa, the other inherition has. The Kinyan Haguf, Lachayre, the Goy, doesn't get a Kinyan Haguf. So the Goy can't be kind of Kinyan Haguf. So the Kinyan Haguf, the Eved should be kind of the Kinyan Haguf. So he should belong to himself. And the Shavoi was kinda a kinya maisi yadai. So we have this Eber Knani is cut up in three chalokya maises, the kinya nisa to Lodem Rishon. He himself is kinda the kinya naguf after Yiyush, and he's kinda. He's kinda himself. And the Shavoi was kinda the kinya maisi yadav. And now, the pay the purchase from the Shavoi, the Sabbath, what does he get? So now the Kinyan Maisi Yadayim will belong to the Poyde. That's Ishtabed L'Sheini. That's L'Choyre Poshepshat. The Maisi Yadov, now, V'Yisrael Konilei Miyodoi, the Maisi Yadov Bekaspo, Ulagufei betvila, which you have to understand what Rashi's saying over here, l'shem avdis, k'demrinim yevomis pachayitz. Vafilu mol v'toval gabi rabi rishin, konyu shevoi biyush l'maisi yodo, vafilu Yisrael nami miknalei loivit kechov l'maisi yodo, now, let me say two ways how one can learn Pshat in this Rashi. The Eitzah brings down a Pshat as follows. Not from again the Rashi. L'maisi yodo, Yisrael konile miyodo, l'maisi yodo bekaspa. Ulegufei betvila l'shem avdis means if let's say he if the first balabos also didn't have a kinyan aguf, let's say the first balabos he was the first balabos didn't have a kinyan aguf, so memele so taiva will get, and if the paida wants to make him an eved knani, so let him be taiva, so become an eved knani. So the first thing I said, forget about, that's the so-and-so, it's not Shaykh anymore. He should become Nevek-Nani for the second one. But for Pekin, the Shavoi is kind of a Kinyan Maisi Yodov. He's not a Goy, he's an Evid. So Rashi says, a Kinyan Maisi Yodov, a Goy can have a Kinyan Maisi Yodai. But then Rashi says one more knight, but you should know, even though Nayidi is a Kinyan Maisi Yadayim, but a Kinyan Maisi Yadayim in this Eved Knani will be different than a Kinyan Eved Ivri. A Kinyan Eved Ivri is a Kinyan that's Yaitzah B'Yayvel, and here it's not Yaitzah B'Yayvel. This is one way we can learn Pshat and Rashi. Now, I'd like to say over a Meiri and a Taisvus Harosh, the Perish Mur brings it down, which they both did not learn like that in Rashi. We'll see Emuyim de Kechadush. The Miri says as follows. So the Miri brings down Abaye and Rove, Pshat and the Mishneh. Lamato later Sholo Miman Koni. Now from who was this Paide Koine? She Hoyo Venisiai Sarish. Ein Schus a Shailet boy. He can't be so he lost his Schus. Bopirshu Shemeshavoi Koni. He's kind of from the Shavoy. Afal pi shashavoy loikonoi elo lemaise yodo kemeshe yizbor. He's only kind of maise yodo. Mikalmoke hoyo uchshenis yayish raboy rishen beshus shavoy hoyo. When the raboy rishen was miyayish, he was in the shus of Shavoy. Loipoka mikol v'kol. So the kinyonim, the kinyon haguf, was not nifka. Va'adayin avir shtei rishuyosh shaylet boy. That means there never was a matzev that he became oisevet. Avir shtei rishuyosh shaylet boy. Shemin hadin shavoy hoye koineyu af legufoy. Theoretically, you should be koyma af legufoy. That means the Yisrael had a kinyan aguf on him, and now he captured him, and he was miyayish. So min adin the shavoy should get a kinyan aguf. Elo shen koyach begoy liknois kinyan chazoke kolkach. A goy can't possess a kinyan aguf. That means, theoretically, the Kinyan Aguf should be his. Whatever the Yid had goes over to the Goy. But the Goy can't possess the Kinyan Aguf. She'ein koyich b'goy liknes tniach hazoke kolkach. Uch she'nichnas. So, it's a moiradik ezach. We have to know the words to explain it. But there is a kinyan aguf that theoretically should belong to the goy, but it can't be zoiche in, it can't become his, but the kinyan aguf should belong. Uch shenichnas mirshusoi lirshusai Yisroel, but now when he sells him to the Yid, chozo leinyonoi, so now things go back status quo, so now the nishtabed l'sheni means not lemaisa yodo. Nishtabed l'sheni, he has a kinyan aguf in him. He has a kinyan aguf. Yeah, that's pshat. He has a kinyan aguf. Nishtabed l'sheni means he's a real eved of the sheni. Ugdoile harabonim pirshu, gdoile harabonim is Rashi, shu kaineyu migoile maise yodo. Now Rashi said pshat, that shu kaineyu migoile maise yodo, ulegufoi bitvilo l'shem avdus. Rashi also said the way I'm saying, but Rashi said that he'll acquire the kinyan haguf to a tvilo l'shem avdus. V'nire mitivreim shetoichu tvilo l'shem avdus. So from Rashi you would see, nire tvilo l'shem avdus. V'eini yedei aloma. I said such a good pshat. I don't understand Rashi. But al koponim, we see from this Me'iri, two things. One thing we see from the Me'iri, that the kinyan haguf was not acquired by the Eved.
That means al pi cheshbon it should be, since the Adam was miyayish, so he should be koine de kinyin aguf, and because the goy can't be koine de kinyin aguf, and the goy was koine kinyin maisi yadam, and the paida should be koine kinyin maisi yadai. The Meiri says, claw not like this. The Meiri says that since the Yid had a Kinyan Aguf and he was Shaiva from the Yitzhak, the Kinyan Aguf, Havim Shtei, Rishu Yeshoilet Boy. Whatever that means that Al Koponim, the Evid is not capable of being kind of his Kinyan Aguf. He's an Evid over here. He was before as an Evid to this Odin. Now he's an Evid to the Goy. The Goy doesn't have this Chus moment of the Kinyan Aguf, but it would seem that Al Kaponim Afazayful Kinyan Aguf, he is that the Evid can't, you're an Evid to me that you can't be kind to yourself, the Kinyan Aguf. The Kinyan Aguf cannot become yours. The Odin was Miyayish, the first Odin, but yours it can't become. So this Kinyan Aguf is up his floating, and later when he sells the eved to the poide is nisroikna rishus bailum rishainim labayim shni. Then is it in nisroikna? So then this kinyan haguf which was existing, that means that the other Rishon was Meyayish, the other Shani wanted to take it from somebody. He's not the koyach to be zayich in the Kinyan Aguf. So this Kinyan Aguf is around, but no one was zayich in it yet. So Al Kaponim, when he's kind of the Kinyan Aguf, when he's kind of the Ev, he's kind of the Kinyan Aguf also. That's, but he doesn't understand Rashi. As she said, you can only be kind of the Kinyan Aguf through Tvilah. Why do you need Tvilah for Melch Gutiyah? One Rish. The Taisus HaRosh, now let us see the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh also understood this with Pshat and Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh asks a kasha. Benkach, it says, Benkach, Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav, says, Benkach or Benkach, Yishtabed, Kedecheskiye. So Rashi says, Pshat, much a bankach or bankach yishtabit, to l'rishen. Make a bankach yishtabit l'rishen, can the cheskia, that means the Eved should not have any, ideas to run to Mapal Asmel Gayos, let's say yishtabit l'rishen. Zok teile ketaisis harosh, umi ulishne de bankach u bankach leimashme kipirushe, where Rashi says, the mashme bankach, L'shem ben choyrem, shamaltem lo yishtabit, ben kein l'shem ben choyrem, shamaltem lo yishtabit, ben kach, l'mash, ben kein l'shem ben choyrem, shamaltem lo yishtabit, yishtabit kamoy l'shem evet, v'hainu l'rabbi shem. So he says the loshen is mashme, that just like you, so you say l'shem evet, yishtabit l'rabbi shem. L'shem ben choyrem also should be yishtabit l'rabbi shem. Fine. So he says, if it's l'shtabed l'rabbi sheni, v'imkein yaviyach ha'evet, k'sheyatzvu atzmei l'gayosis, l'inyin mitziyosay, v'yim neithne le matonad, l'ikone le sheni, l'maise yodot, k'may shaboy. Frekt Taisus HaRosh on himself, I'm saying l'shtabed l'rabbi sheni. So we defeated Chizkiah's whole purpose. Chizkiah said that he has to remain an Eved, Shloya Palatzmoy, he says, Saloinzach. Because if it's, the way he's now, it's Kufay Koni. He finds a Metziah, belongs to the Odin. Well, that's Maisi Odin, that's Masha Kon Eved Kon Araboy. Someone gives him a Matone, belongs to the Odin, Masha Kon Eved Kon Araboy. So the Maisi, als Eved of the Odin Rishin, is Guf Eikoni. If you say Yishtabit L'Sheini, so fuck Guf Eikoni, because the Sheini was only Koine, what the Shavoy possessed. The Shavoy only possessed a Kinyan Maisa Yodayim. So be Mitzvyosei La'atzmoy, Matone La'atzmoy. So the way I'm saying Shad Yishtabit L'Sheini, so Chizki defeated the purpose. Halasa. So he says, that's no kasha. No. The Sheini koni leila maisi yodov kamoi shavoi. The goofy koni bitfila. Echein perish rashi le kamon. He brings rashi. So you see, the Taisa Rosh also learned that this is pshat and rashi. That somehow who get the kinyan haguf of the Rishin becomes Nivka, and the Sheini is kind of the Kinyaguf with Tvila. It's kind of the Tvila. Vafiluim Timtze Loima, so now he wants to be Mefak Bekan Rashi, Vloikone Leili Gufei Betvila, the Hod Amrine Beper Kacholet, the Kone Leili Gufei Betvila, Hainuk Shekonik Shehoyo Goy, Dahani lay tvila lischayev b'mitzvus k'mayishev, hilkach mahani lay nami liknes gufay. Avozer shal yekvar eved v'nischayev b'mitzvus, hach tvila laplumi. Mikomokim b'shem revach mut layapel atzmi legayosos. So, the Taisa Sarosh is amurah de kepilpel over here. He learned pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel benkach u'benkach. Benkach, yishtabed means yishtabed l'sheni. That's pshat. So he asks, I was zoi, but he was malviyach, that mitzvyosi l'atzma, or tenosi l'atzma. So he says two answers. Number one, it could be, it won't be mitzvyosi, but tenosi l'atzma, because Rashi says that with tvile, they'll get a kinyan aguf. That's what Rashi says. So he's not being malviyach. The sheni will get a kinyan aguf with tvile. Then he says, maybe and Rashi could be mefakpik, that could be, Tvile won't help to give him a kinyan aguf. When does Tvile give you a kinyan aguf? When there's a geiris also? That means, by the transformation of from a goy to an eved, it's a Tvile l'shem avdis. So l'shem avdis means that I'm his eved, it's guf ikonui. And l'shem avdis makes that I have dinim also. So tvile makes everything. It's a type of it's a mikzas geiris l'shem avdis, and that's how it works. But could be a tvile to make only a kinyan aguf. Could be it doesn't work. So I have a problem. So then he said a different terence for the matan and mitziyah. David won't be mapel himself l'gayos. It's fine. Okay, that's what about al kaponim. We see two G'dayle Yerushoinim learn a different Pshat and Rashi. So just let us divide say Pshat and Rashi, say how the Ibram Rashi is. L'maise Yodov, V'Yisroel koni leimi Yodoi, L'maise Yodov, V'Kaspe. Ule Gufe, and then if he wants to get a Kinyan Aguf, he can get a Kinyan Aguf, because B'Tvila L'Shem Avdus, and it would, I mean, Bishleim like the Meiri, the Meiri, it seems that the Shavoi, here at Pesio, Akinyin Aguf, that a Kaponim prevented the Eved from being Zoiche in the Kinyin Aguf. Here, so you have to know, what stops the Eved from being Zeich in the Kinyan Aguf? I mean, the Kinyan Aguf does not belong to the Rishon. It never, I mean, when he sold it already, it doesn't, when the Shavoi sold the Eved, L'chayre, he doesn't have any more, the Meiri's Kinyan Aguf, he also, forget the Meiri didn't understand Rashi. It works automatically. The Miri understood that Be'etzim the Goy has a Kinyan Aguf also. No, he's not because to be Zeich in a Kinyan Aguf. So if the kinyan guf is his, but the end result, the kinyan guf I konoi, that he should possess the kinyan guf, that he can have, but the kinyan guf is avosh nevishu yishel teisolov. So memele, so when the sheni is kaine, is nisroikna, whatever was there, so the kinyan guf, which the eved was never zoichen yet, automatically comes to the sheni. And therefore, he didn't understand Rashi. Why does he have to be Tevel? Rashi, about the Taisus HaRosh, understood different Shan Rashi. I mean, about Rashi, he's Tevel, and for some reason, the Eved is not kind of the Kinyan Aguf. For some reason, we have to know why not. Why isn't the Eved kind of the Kinyan Aguf? Why can't he be kind of this Kinyan Aguf? Al Koponim, for some reason, the Eved is not kind of the Kinyan Aguf. And Rashi is saying a chiddush that the tvile l'shem avdos is a tvile l'shem avdos makes that I should become your eved. Makes I should become your eved. I mean, just like the Rosh is mefakpik, maybe this only works by the transferal of the transition between a goy and a tvile l'shem geiris. So, I mean, I could understand perhaps could be the Yiddishkeit that an Eved possesses. I mean, it's just like to say one vote. It's Pekant, the Medrash says that the Chamoyer of Rapinchas Ben Yoyer was a Moiradike Chamoyer. It didn't eat Dmai, and it was Malgish, what that it is Dmai, and it didn't eat Dmai. The Medrash says, Machmeres Alatz, even though Dmai is Mutafa Behem, it didn't eat Dmai. The chamer of Rapinchas ben Yoyer was a moiradike chamer. So the Nesivis in Nachlas Yaakov Parshas Vayeshev says, what's pshat in this chamer? So he says, since the chamer belonged to Rapinchas ben Yoyer, the kedusha of Rapinchas ben Yoyer was nespashit on the chamer. So my mail was not the chamer. Wasn't the pshat gilgul from the chamer was a posh of the chamer, but a chamer that belongs to Rapinchas ben Yoel. So memele the kedusha of Rapinchas ben Yoel becomes nespashit on his kinyanim, and memele and memele. So you have such a chamer, and therefore the Nachlas Yaakov says that what Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef. So the Nachlas Yaakov said, Yaakov Avinu at ongegangen, was tutzach mit der Zayin, please. I mean, that was, he wanted to know Shloim Achecha, he wanted to know what's doing with the brothers. Look at the Zayin. Just see what's happening with the Zayin. From the Shloim Achecha, we'll be able to figure out Shloim Achecha. But Al Koponim, we see that the Momen Shalom Odom is Mushpa from the Odin. Whatever the Odin is, that's what the moment is. So it could be very well be that the Kinyan Avdus, that what an Eved is a mixture, Miklal Akum Yotze Miklal Yisrael Nichnas, could be his whole Yiddishkeit is that he becomes Gufoy Koni to Ayi. That's not as I can work with me. He's my Odin. That means I'm Koni to him. There's no Atzmius. An Eved doesn't have any atzmius whatsoever. He's completely koni. There's no yichus. An Eved doesn't have yichus. Am adoim lechamer. That means his whole atzmius is koni. The whole atzmius is koni to the other. So could be that's how he gets his Yiddishkeit. If a chamer can get kedusha from an other, so could be a person can get Yiddishkeit from an other. I mean, Taka, we see, we see the Zarajba and Yevamis. A keli of a goy needs tvile, because it belongs to a goy. For a yid, it doesn't need tvile. I mean, the Kedushas Yisrael is nispashit and the nechosim. So it could be the gufoy konoi, whatever Yiddishkeit and ever tvani is because he became avdoi shel pleini. So we see a mikveh is bekoyach to make him his eved. It's not only a mikveh the way we know it's metayer, it's thus. The mikveh makes gufoy konoi. The mikveh makes gufoy konoi. because that's all Yiddishkeit comes through the Tvila. So Memela, so Rashi is saying, Amayna b'kechidish, which we have to appreciate this, that Rashi is saying, even though he was a, in the mitzvahs, he's chayve mitzvahs ready for the first Tvila, but Tvila is b'koyach to make gufa ikonui to the second Odin. That's what Rashi is saying over here. That's what they limp shot. And then he's asking a new kasha, but how could the Odin get a kinyan, how could the Shavoy get a kinyan maisa yodayim in an eved? So he says, what do you mean? I feel on the Yisrael he can get a kinyan, maisa yodayim about the commission in an eved. But just one more nekud in the Tera Shmuel brings down from the Briskerov. Briskerov says one vote. This Kalvachoymer, Madoch, Madoch mi Yisroel, a goy can get a kinyan maisa yodayim from a Yisroel, about the gemis can get a kinyan maisa yodayim in a goy. So the Briskerov says this is only a gili milsa, but it's not the same kinyan. And that's pshat in the end of Rashi. That means like this, that what a goy has a kinyan maisa yodayim in evedivri, that's als the parsha of evedivri. A goy can even have a divri, it's a parsha of evedivri. In the parsha of Evedivri, there's a loch of Yetzir B'Yoyvo. The parsha of Evedivri is a din Yetzir B'Yoyvo. That what a goy has a kinyan maisa yadayim and another goy, that is not else the parsha of Evedivri. That's not that parsha. The parsha of Evedivri, no, that's a giloy in the miut. That heim einam koinim zem izeh, the miut is only a miut in Kinyan Aguf, or in Maisa Yodayim, it's Koinim Zemizeh. But the Koinim Zemizeh is not of the Parsha of Evedivri. It's only a Gilui. We see that a Goy could possess a Kinyan Maisa Yodayim. So if Adi gives by a Goy, he could possess a Kinyan Maisa Yodayim. But the Kinyan Maisa Yodayim that a Goy possesses in a Goy is not mitzvah the Parsha of Evedivri. So that's what Rashi is Messiahim over here. Rashi says, I feel them all, the Tavol Gabi Rabbi Rishin, Kon Yishavoy B'Yush L'Maisa Yodov. He can get a Kinya Maisa Yadayim and an Evet. Wait a second, an Evet. I feel them the Yid he can get. Da feel the Yisrael, na mi mitzvah Evet Kachov L'Maisa Yodov. Und er hey, die Yisrael, nofik mi nei B'Yoyvos, ey, noch an Ami, the Kinya Maisa Yadayim, what he has in a Yisrael, that goes with the Parsha of Evet Ivri. So Evedivri is a din yitziyah of Yoivul. Avol Eved mishtabed loyilom. But over here in this Eved, this is not the parsha of Evedivri. This is in the miut of heim einam koinim zemizeh, einam koinim zemizeh kinyin aguf, avol akinyin maisi yedayim, they could be koinim. Not of the parsha of Evedivri. So memeila here, there's no yitziyah of Yoivul.